Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. You know that Bill McSwain was, for years here, the last best hope. In Krasnerland, to put it mildly, he intervened to help out victims big time, challenged him. And he's with us today to kind of lay that out one more time. But he's also a guy who might be interested in being the next governor. And Philly.com already today says the first debate is underway between McSwain, who could be the Republican nominee, and Josh Shapiro, who I would say is heavily odds-on favorite, to be the Democrat nominee. And Josh Shapiro will not take a stand on Krasner, even though he's attorney general, law enforcement, Krasner, law enforcement of a sort. You would think he'd be able to say yay or nay to a guy like Krasner. People would like to know, not just because of Krasner, but it's a tell. And you know how important now, I know in the past, Harrisburg seems a million miles away. I get it. But you've seen what's happened here. All right, former U.S. attorney, now private citizen practicing law, Bill McSwain is with us on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Bill, welcome in. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Dom. Great to be with you.
Well, Bill, without you there kind of holding up the entire dike as the flood waves wash over us, since you've had some perspective being out of office now and in private practice, it seems as if it's getting worse because it's incremental with Krasner. And in another term, it could get a whole lot worse.
I think you're right about that. It could get worse, as horrifying as that sounds. And we'll know a lot about the future of Philadelphia in 4 days. In 4 days in the primary, Philadelphia has a chance to set itself on a path to recovery or to continue to go down this path of violent crime and decline. And I'm hopeful. I mean, I'm doing what I can to help the challenger, and a lot of people are helping him because they understand what's at stake. And we'll have to see, but I think it's a competitive race. There's been a lot of attention to it, which is good. Krasner's not sneaking up on anybody this time. The last time he did kind of surprise people, his candidacy was considered somewhat of a joke because he has no qualifications for being district attorney. And then he got the late money that came in from Soros, the $1.7 million, and there was a seven-way primary, I believe, and he got elected without even getting a majority of the votes. He actually got very little votes in the primary. He got a little bit more than 50,000 was all it was, and then he acted like that was a mandate to destroy the city. Well, it wasn't, and now Philadelphia has a chance to right itself, so we'll see what happens on Tuesday.
Yeah, I see hopeful signs here, Bill, in that an incumbent like this, it's usual that pro forma in a place like Philadelphia, no matter what, but almost no one is endorsing this guy of, you know, high elected office, the mayor, even the Democrat committee. There was even word they may even endorse Vega in a way, subtly here. It shows you that Philadelphia, large amounts, I think everybody gets it with Krasner now. You're right. This isn't any unknown. Sadly, there are significant numbers of people, though, And some of those people were the type of people, I think, that you ultimately, at the federal level, in one instance that was famous, we talked about. There are people like that in Philadelphia that like this. They want to see what Krasner's doing, and the reasons are not good. It's not just about some petty anti so-called reforms. It's about a broader defunding the police and knocking out really rule of law as we know it.
Well, we've seen what happens in jurisdictions that even talk about defunding the police, and then the police end up on their heels. Inevitably, crime spikes, homicides spike, shootings spike. And really, it's time to take a side. There's nothing more important than public safety. Okay, that I've often said that the first civil right should be the right to live in a safe neighborhood. Public safety is the foundation of our society. So if you're not going to take a position on this, what are you going to take a position on? And that's the reason I've been pushing Josh Shapiro to take a position on this. He understands what a disaster Krasner is for the city, and he refuses to engage for political reasons, I think. It's a political calculation, and this transcends politics. This shouldn't be about party. This is about public safety, and it's time to take a side.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And he is the chief law enforcement officer of the state, Josh Shapiro. And I don't think he's nearly as far out there as Krasner. But it's amazing. And he does show up with the FOP. I'm talking about Shapiro. So he's got to decide. There can't be both things, supporting the police and not saying anything about Krasner. If you support the police, then you would be trying to work for Carlos Vega at this point. That would be the indicator of support of the police.
I think he's siding with Krasner with his silence. And I've told him that to his face. I called him up and talked to him a couple weekends ago. I said I urged him to come out against Krasner, and he's not interested in that. But I think anyone who's silent in law enforcement on this issue is siding with Krasner. And fortunately, the FOP and John McNesby and the police are taking a stand on this. And there's, as you know, thousands of folks who are registered Republican have switched their registration to vote against Krasner in the primary. And I applaud them for doing that. It should be an all-hands-on-deck approach at this point.
Now, Bill, your forte has been law enforcement, but you have executive experience. So looking at a race for governor is certainly within your wheelhouse. I wanted to ask you, when you take a look at Governor Wolf now, as we approach this primary, as big as Krasner is, voting yes on those first two parts of the referendum, to say you can't have a governor unilaterally for 15 months shutting down the state when he feels like. Have you started to immerse yourself a little bit more in issues that would come up if you did run for governor, like the pandemic?
Well, certainly. And as a concerned and hopefully informed citizen, I'm interested in all of those things. I'm going to be voting yes on those ballot questions. And I don't think that they should be interpreted as some sort of unfair curtailment of the governor's powers. It would just ensure that the governor is working hand in hand with the legislature, which is how our system is supposed to operate. The governor has just cut out the legislature from the whole process. So I will be voting yes on those ballot questions. I've been encouraging others to vote yes on those ballot questions. And I've been traveling around the state over the last couple months, and frankly, I've been doing a lot of listening. And I think there's a lot of dissatisfaction around the state, not just among Republicans, among independents and a lot of Democrats, about the way Governor Wolf has handled lots of things during the pandemic. And he has been very dictatorial in trying to hold on to his power. And I would hope that those ballot questions will pass, because then they will force the governor and the legislature to work together.
Yep, absolutely right. Well, Bill, I'm so glad to hear from you today. And again, we need, you're not there as U.S. attorney at this point, so we certainly need something. And the only thing I know is to stop Krasner at this point, because in his second term, it would embolden him. It would embolden the people that support him to do more of it, including going in the tank when it comes to Mumia Abu-Jamal. We did our town hall last night with Maureen Faulkner, and it's pretty clear to me that Krasner could use the physical health of Mumia and other events to go in the tank, essentially. And somehow or another, he could be released from prison. I know it's shocking to people, but that's how far down the road we are.
You're exactly right. And what Krasner is trying to do with that case is he's trying to use the same playbook that he has used on these 20 or so other cases that he calls exonerations but are anything but. None of those cases where he has engineered the release of convicted murderers, none of those cases involved a finding of innocence. None of those cases involving a judge saying, yes, for example, there's DNA evidence that shows that there's actual innocence here. What those cases are is Krasner playing Monday morning quarterback. He doesn't like the way certain things were done in the case. So he finds basically a technicality or reason to go to the court and ask for a new trial. And then the court grants a new trial. The court is not saying that the defendants are innocent. The court says, okay, I'll go along with your request for a new trial. And then who's going to try the case? It's supposed to be a DA's office. But the DA's office takes a knee, and then the person is released because there's nobody there actually being a prosecutor. And then the Inquirer and all the other media outlets jump on this exoneration lie, and they call it an exoneration when it's anything but. And then they're released, and that's exactly what he wants to do with Abu Jamal, and we have to be very vigilant to make sure that does not happen.
I'm so glad you said that, because I don't day-to-day have a chance to look, and that's his calling card in many neighborhoods. People look at the homicide rate, but they go, you know what? But I know somebody, they were treated too harshly by the system. Look at Larry, he got 20 innocent guys off. Give him more, he'll get hundreds off. But that is the playbook. That's part of what he's done. And the Philadelphia Inquirer knows better. They have the resources and the time to examine this. They would have you believe that previous DAs, Bill, or people like you, all they care about is just getting a conviction. You don't care how you get it.
That's true. They try to spread that narrative, spread that lie. Exoneration means that you've been vindicated. It means you've been found innocent. That has not happened in any of these cases. What Krasner is doing is he is letting out guilty, convicted murderers because that's part of his ideology. And then look at, have there been any other arrests? Have there been any arrests for the supposed real offender in these 19 or 20 cases? Of course not. And there never will be. And in fact, I just noticed when I was looking at some criminal dockets in the last few days, there's an individual, for example, named James Frazier, who was convicted of a double homicide in 2012, and Krasner engineered his release. Well, guess what he did last week? Last week, he was arrested for shooting someone. What a shocker. When you let people out of jail arbitrarily who are committing terrible violent crimes, you are going to have negative consequences. You're going to have the kind of homicide rates that we have. You're going to have the kind of shooting rates that we have. You're going to have the kind of violent crime rates that we have. You can literally connect the dots. And I've done that as a U.S. attorney. I'm going to continue to do that in my private capacity, because it is no mystery as to why the violent crime is out of control in Philadelphia. It is because of Larry Krasner.
Where do we find Bill McSwain as this continues? Bill, I know you've been involved with Broad and Liberty. We talk about that when there's something there. Do they follow you on Twitter? Is there a website? What are you doing?
I do have a Twitter account. It's at McSwain PA, where people can follow my thoughts about various things. And I also have a political PAC that I've founded, an issues PAC, about the things that I care about, including public safety. And I have a website, which is freedompac.com. So people should feel free to visit that.
Absolutely. To be continued. Thank you, Bill. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Dom. Great talking with you. Take care.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.